Hey everyone, welcome to the iInstitute podcast. I'm your host, Yu Payne. Today we're going to be talking about the importance of HR compliance manuals in today's business world. Let me start by saying that HR compliance is a really complex and ever-changing area. There are constantly new labor laws and regulations that companies need to keep up with. And if they don't, well, the consequences can be pretty severe, everything from costly lawsuits to major damage to the company's reputation. That's why having a solid HR compliance manual is so critical. It's essentially the organization's first line of defense to make sure they are adhering to all the relevant employment laws and mitigating any HR-related risks. So a good manual clearly lays out all the policies, procedures, and expectations for things like hiring, discipline, codes of conduct, and so on. But here's the thing, an effective HR manual isn't just some boring document full of legal jargon that gets filed away somewhere. It needs to be a practical, accessible resource that translates all those complex regulations into clear policies that everyone in the organization can understand and follow. And that's where investing in HR training and certification for your HR team can make a huge difference. There are a lot of great HR certification courses out there, including online certificate programs that can really sharpen your team's expertise in this area. They'll gain a deeper understanding of labor laws and learn best practices for developing policies and manuals that protect the company. You know, I've seen firsthand how not having a well-crafted HR manual can lead to big problems. There was one company that had really vague anti-discrimination and harassment policies, and over time, a culture of inappropriate behavior took hold because there were no clear guidelines. It eventually led to a messy lawsuit that cost the company a ton of money and did some serious damage to employee morale and retention. But on the flip side, I've also seen how having a strong HR manual can prevent issues from escalating. Like there was a manager who was starting to bully and demean his team, but the company's manual had a whole section on respectful conduct and the proper disciplinary process. So HR was able to step in early, coach the manager, and nip the problem in the bud before it got out of hand. So in terms of actually creating your manual, it's important to be really thorough and cover all your bases. That means digging into all the relevant laws, which is no small task, especially for companies operating across different states or countries. You'll likely need to loop in your legal counsel and maybe even get an outside consultant to make sure you've got all the right language in there. From there, it's about organizing it into clear sections, things like hiring and onboarding, performance management, disciplinary action, anti-discrimination, leave policies, and so on. Under each section, you lay out the specific policies and steps to follow. But again, you've got to make sure it's all written in a way that's easy to understand, not a bunch of heretofores and whereases, if you know what I mean. And of course, once you've got the manual created, it can't just sit on a shelf getting dusty. It has to become a real part of the company's operations and culture. That means training employees on it starting from day one. A lot of companies now are using online training and digital handbooks to make this easier. Because the reality is, laws and regulations change all the time. So you need to have a process for regularly reviewing and updating the manual, and you need to keep reinforcing it with employees and making sure everyone's on the same page. So bottom line, yeah, creating and maintaining an HR compliance manual is a big undertaking, but the risks of not doing it are way too high in today's environment. A solid manual protects the company, creates a better workplace, and frees up HR to focus on more strategic priorities. But one final thought, ultimately, compliance has to be woven into the fabric of the organization's culture. The manual is the foundation, but it's on leadership to champion those values and model those behaviors every day. That's how you get real buy-in and make compliance a true competitive advantage. So I know that was a lot, but I hope it gives you a good overview of why HR manuals are so important and some key considerations for developing your own. Thanks for tuning in to the iInstitute podcast. Be sure to check out the show notes for some links to further resources. Until next time, I'm Yu Payne signing off.